Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. You're listening to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line covers the Toronto Raptors for TSN Sports and TSN 1050 Radio. It's Josh Lewenberg. What's going on, Josh?
I'm doing well, Patrick. How's it going?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Your team is doing well. They are kicking some behinds out there. Names don't matter. Raptors, NBA best 18-4. And, you know, look, in the past, including last year, no matter how good the Raptors were in the regular season, I feel like we all thought of them as a paper tiger. Like, no matter what was going to happen, DeRozan and Lowry were going to cower in fear at the shadow of LeBron, and they would fall apart in the playoffs. Ultimately, it cost Dwayne Casey his job, which maybe it shouldn't have, but it did. They swap out DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard, and this is the biggest stroke of genius of all time because they are just absolutely killing it. What is the biggest difference on this team from Kawhi, from DeRozan to Kawhi?
Well, probably on the defensive end, to be honest. And I mean, Kawhi brings things offensively that DeMar doesn't as well. DeRozan is an elite scorer in the NBA, and he's a perennial all-star for a reason. I think Kawhi gives you a little bit more versatility on the offensive end with the three-point shooting, but defensively, as we know, it's night and day, and that's no disrespect to DeMar DeRozan. But Kawhi Leonard is not only one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA, but he's one of the best perimeter defenders the NBA has ever seen. He's that good when he's healthy, when he's at full strength, and while he's talked about still getting his legs under him and working himself back into game shape, he does insist that he's fully healthy, and he has looked fully healthy, and more as the season is going on, he's starting to look like his old self, the pre-injury form, and of course, we remember him being that MVP caliber player in San Antonio. So that's been the biggest difference, and it's going to be the biggest difference going into a game like tomorrow night against Golden State. I mean, the Raptors have played the Warriors tough historically. I mean, the Raptors have lost 8 straight meetings to the Warriors, but 5 of the last 6 have been decided by 6 points or fewer. So they've been hanging around in those games, but ultimately, I think if you're the Raptors, you have to feel a whole lot more confident going into a game against the Warriors when you have a defensive weapon like Kawhi Leonard that you can throw at a guy like Kevin Durant. Or, I mean, if the Warriors were at full strength, which of course we know they aren't right now, you could conceivably put Kawhi on any of the Warriors' big four at various points in the game. And that's a nice luxury for any coach and any team to have.
Josh, what do you attribute the career renaissance of Serge Ibaka to?
Well, that would be a decision that Nick Nurse made over the summer and implemented in training camp, the decision to move Serge Ibaka to the five. And that's not the only thing. I mean, Nurse talks a lot about the work that Ibaka put in over the summer. Serge took his disappointing season last year and a really disappointing postseason last year really personally and put in a lot of work in Miami over the summer to get back to where he was before last season. But I think the biggest thing is at this stage in his career and with the NBA being what it is, trending towards smaller lineups, the center position has been Serge's optimal position for a while now. And while I'm crediting Nick Nurse for implementing this change, it's not like it was a novel idea by any means. I know Dwayne Casey flirted with the idea last year, and the Raptors have been talking about it pretty much since they acquired Serge Ibaka from Orlando a couple years ago, is moving him to the center. But the problem was they've had a lot of depth at the five over the years. Obviously, Jonas Valanciunas has been their starter there, but Jakob Poeltl, who went to San Antonio in the DeMar DeRozan-Kawhi Leonard trade, he was the backup center last year, and even Lucas Nogueira, who was the third center last year, would play quite a bit. So there was just no way of doing it. And you could still argue that it didn't make a lot of sense because they signed Greg Monroe, who, as we know, is a vet. He started in the NBA before. He could still probably start on certain teams now. But it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to go out of your way and make it happen. And Nurse said, listen, whatever we have to do to make this happen, even if it takes some convincing, getting guys like Valanciunas and Ibaka to buy into essentially platooning at the five, splitting the time, it's worth it. And we've seen why. JV, for one, has been really efficient in his minutes. But Ibaka, to your point, has looked like a completely different player because, in part, there's more room to operate when there's not two bigs clogging the lane like there was last year. But also, it's allowing him to get back to his roots as a big in the NBA, what he did with OKC, blocking shots around the rim, his mid-range game, offensive rebounding. These are things that we didn't really see much from him at all over the last few years because he was camping out by the three-point line or on defense as the four, defending guys on the perimeter. So I think it's really the change there, moving him to the five, that's brought him to life.
You know, Kyle Lowry is shooting at a better clip this year than he did the year before. But most importantly, his assists are way up from not just from last year, but from every year. He's four assists a game over his career average. What is the difference for Lowry this year from past years?
Well, perfect segue from the Serge Ibaka moving to center conversation, because I think that Kyle Lowry and his assist numbers and his success so far this year are maybe an indirect product of the decision to not have two bigs on the floor at one time. What I mean by that is there's just so much more room now to operate in the lane that Lowry is really taking advantage of it, finding more space now to get other guys involved. There's more shooters on the floor, meaning more shot makers for guys like Lowry to get more assists. So I think that has something to do with it, and that's probably not the first thing that would pop into most people's heads, but I think that has something to do with it. On top of that, give Kyle Lowry credit, and maybe credit that he's always deserved that's sort of gone unnoticed there, because when you talk about what makes Kyle Lowry a great player, and there are a lot of things that make him a great player, but you normally give him credit for his three-point shooting. As you mentioned, he's really turned himself into one of the elite three-point shooters in the NBA. You talk about his hustle plays. He led the league in charges last year. I believe he's leading the league in charges again, charges taken this year. But he's always been an underrated passer. He has such a high basketball IQ. He sees the floor so well. And in year number 13, I'm not sure that he's ever seen the floor better than he does right now. Just talking to him after games, sort of in the way LeBron does, he can remember certain specific plays at random times in the game and what he saw and what happened. He's got a mind for basketball like that. He's a coach on the floor. So it's not entirely surprising to see him having so much success with the pass and getting his teammates going. And I think he prides himself on that as well. The fact that the Raptors are surrounded with as much talent as they have, probably more so than Lowry's ever had to work with, helps in terms of the assists as well.
Talking with Josh Lewinberg, covers the Raptors for TSN Sports, TSN 1050, with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. You know, Josh, we were talking earlier about how, you know, it seemed like with DeRozan and Lowry, how no matter how well they played, it seemed like, all right, once they get to the playoffs, they're going to fold. Kawhi's a guy who's, you know, been to the top of the mountain. Does that swag kind of translate to the rest of the team? Like, do you notice it? I mean, I would think the fans notice it, but do you feel like the team notices it? Because I don't think anybody looks at this Raptors team and thinks, oh, they're just going to flop in the playoffs the way they had done in past years. I don't think anybody looks at them like that this year.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the attention is nothing new for them as a team. I mean, they've been on people's radar now for a few years. It's impossible not to be on people's radar when you've had as much success as the Raptors have had. But you're right. I mean, there's a different sense around this team this year, that it's not just regular season, empty regular season wins, that there's more to it, that they're a legitimate threat, even from a team like Golden State. I mean, there was probably some gamesmanship going on with Klay Thompson's comments the other day, essentially predicting that this might be a finals matchup between the Raptors and the Warriors, but I don't think Klay's a guy that dabbles in hyperbole very often. If he's talking like that, he legitimately, it's not hard to see him viewing the Raptors as a legitimate threat, as I'm sure a lot of teams in the NBA do. And the biggest reason, as we talked about, is Kawhi Leonard. That's the type of respect that a superstar commands. In terms of in the room and whether or not things are different, I do think they're different, and I do think Kawhi is at least partially responsible. But I want to throw another name out there, and that's Danny Green, because he's sort of the unsung guy that came over here in the trade, a supposed throw-in at the time, although I think most people acknowledge that he was better than just any throw-in. He's a guy that was a big part of all those successful Spurs teams over the years, a 3-and-D guy that fits in really well in the NBA right now, and he's still young enough that he makes an impact, even though he's coming off of a down year, injured last year in San Antonio. But he has been far better than I think anyone expected him to be, the Raptors included, just stepping into that shooting guard, starting shooting guard role that was vacated by DeMar DeRozan. And he's essentially the opposite player. As I said, I mean, DeMar is a great scorer, but Danny Green hits the three, which DeMar DeRozan didn't. And Danny Green is a top defender at his position in the league, which DeMar DeRozan wasn't. So he's been a really nice fit on the floor. In terms of off the floor, he comes with the same, I guess, resume as Kawhi Leonard does in terms of team success, winning the championship ring in San Antonio, all the success that they had there. But I think he's a little bit more vocal. So it's I think, a good thing for all that talk over the last few days about leadership. Pop's comments, whether or not Kawhi was a leader. And I think he is a leader. He's just not a vocal leader. So in Danny Green, you've got the vocal leader that's been there and done that. And in Kawhi, you have a guy who leads by example and commands respect because of all the work that he puts in and how good he is at what he does. And he's also been there and done that. So I think those two additions have been really big for this team on the court as well as off the court in terms of changing the way this team sees itself.
Well, Josh, tell you what, man, they look like they are the best team in the East. And at the end of the season, regardless of what the Celtics do, regardless of what the Sixers do, they look like they're going to be the best team in the East. It's a remarkable turn they had a great record last year, but they've gone from great record to dominant. And, you know, with the help of Danny Green, but Kawhi Leonard looks like he has just had an incredible impact on this team. And Nick Nurse taking a surge and putting them back at the five looks like it's paid off in spades. Josh Lewinberg covers the Raptors for TSN Sports, TSN 1050 Radio. Follow him on Twitter at JLew1050. Always a pleasure, my friend. We will catch up soon.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
All right. Josh Lewinberg, TSN, TSN 1050 with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Our guest lines are brought to you by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125 and get a 125% bonus on your initial deposit when you sign up with BetDSI.com.